This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical. A pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Maya Isabella Garza. Date of birth, January the 6th, 2013. Case ID number is 8033749. Date of exam, January the 30th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a functional report dated 12/28/2021. The informant is Mr. Edward Garza, and the mother Mariana Garza, which are her parents identifying information. This is an 11-year-old female with a congenital disease by the name of duplicate 15q, who presented with her parents for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral degeneration / speech delay / learning disability / autism. The claimant is presently receiving physical, occupational, and speech therapy. And she lives in a house and has one other sibling, which is a brother. The mother is a stay-home mother who takes care of the claimant, and they are in a stable family environment. The husband works for the office and building administration and has been there for 23 years. He works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. And the claimant has been on disability for 7 years, secondary to her congenital disease, and has not progressed well in her physical, occupational, or speech therapy, secondary to her condition. Allegations, number one, cerebral degeneration / speech delay / learning disability / autism, secondary to duplicate 15q congenital disorder. History of allegations, number one, cerebral degeneration / speech delay / learning disability / autism, secondary to duplicate 15q. The parents state that in 2015, when the claimant was 2 years old, they started to notice symptoms of autism and mild mental retardation. She was taken to several pediatricians, and eventually a genetic evaluation was performed, and the claimant was diagnosed with duplicate 15q genetic malformation. The claimant has had epilepsy, but stopped having seizures at the age of 4. She has decreased muscle tone and has difficulty chewing. She is still in diapers, and the parents say that it has become a problem since she's now 11 years old. Her intellectual ability is decreased and has become very disabling. She prefers to play alone and cannot do many physical activities. She has a decreased learning ability, decreased ability to communicate, decreased muscle tone, and is still receiving speech therapy but with no improvement. She cannot read or write, and she is still in diapers, and unfortunately is unable to do anything for herself. she can read capital letters because she memorizes some of them and some of the small letters. She is unable to read simple words, comma, understand simple sentences, comma, read and understand stories in books or magazines, comma, print some letters, comma, print her name, comma, write in longhand, comma, spell, comma, write a simple story with 6 to 7 sentences, comma, add or subtract numbers over 10, comma, know the days of the weeks and months of the year, comma, understand money exchange and the correct change, or tell time. The claimant is only able to perform simple tasks. Her ability for learning has always been challenging for the parents. She is functioning at a 3-year-old level at this time. And her condition has not improved over the years. The claimant is able to walk, but she cannot run. And she can throw a ball, but is unable to ride a bike, comma, jump rope, comma, use roller skates or roller blades, comma, swim, comma, use scissors, comma, work video game controls, comma, or dress or undress dolls or action figures. Unfortunately, Maya is not able to do almost most things. And although she can throw a small ball, she cannot throw far and is only able to walk. Because of her low muscle tone, she is unable to do any other activities. She needs 24-hour supervision at this time. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block slowly, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 2 to 3 steps, comma, squat, comma, and sometimes bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant, but is unable to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, sweep, comma, button her clothes or dress herself, and can possibly lift 1 pound above her head. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Paula Winicky. She is presently on no medication for pain. She has received physical, occupational, and speech therapy for multiple years now, without any improvement. Review of systems. The family members state that the claimant has no headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, or loose stools. She does have problem with soiling and wears diapers, bedwetting and daywetting, muscle weakness, abnormal posture, poor appetite, but no rashes. Activities of daily living. The claimant is usually a loner, but she does not frequently fight with peers, adults, or siblings. She likes to watch videos on her tablet and is not very interactive with other people around her. She does have problems with vision, walking, and eating at this time. And sometimes she falls because she does not watch where she's going. She has attended school in a special ed program, but has not advanced in the grades and does receive speech, occupational, and physical therapy at school. Developmental milestones. The claimant was not an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age because of her condition, and she was not an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age. The claimant sat alone without support at 1 year. She never crawled. She walked without support at 3 years. Said her first words at 2 years. Said her first sentence at 4 years. Self-dressed without help. She still needs help for that. Was never bladder trained during the day or night and is still in diapers and was never bowel trained as well. During the first 3 years of life, she frequently had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces and places, engaged in self-hurting and injuring behavior. And also during the first 3 years of life, she sometimes cried, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, enjoyed being held, and was active. The claimant rarely explored the surrounding environment and was rarely predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. Birth history. When the baby was born, she was very floppy and she was unable to adjust to eating from a bottle. She was delivered at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, and the mother states that she was in labor for 12 hours. She was not delivered by aid of instruments. She was not a cesarean section, and she was a one-baby birth. And she was not blue at birth, but was jaundiced. And she was not given oxygen at the time of birth. She was not placed in an incubator. And there was nothing else noted at that time. The claimant weighed 6 to 7 pounds and was 19 and a half inches long. The mother stayed in the hospital for 2 days as well as the baby, and then they were dismissed. Past history, the claimant has strabismus, scoliosis, anxiety attacks, decreased muscle tone, and the genetic chromosomal duplicate 15q, which is a genetic malformation of her genes. No major surgeries have been performed. She does live in a very, can you drop down to social history? The claimant is in a very stable family environment. Nobody in the family smokes, or drinks alcoholic beverages. The claimant did have seizures 2 or 3 times and then stopped at the age of 4 years. There is no other family members with seizure disorder. There is nobody in the family that uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There is nobody in the family with hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The father who supports the family has a very good job, and they live in a very stable environment. Family history. The father is 51 and suffers from diabetes mellitus and hypertension, but is fairly healthy. The mother is 44 and has anemia, cardiac arrhythmia, and there is an uncle with schizophrenia and mental disorder. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 45 percentile for her weight according to her age, and at the 65 percentile for her height according to her age. Temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 72 pounds, height 57 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 64 over 31 mmHg, heart rate 70 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 99%. General, the claimant is a fairly well-nourished but decreased developed female in no acute distress. HEENT. Pupils were equally reactive to light, oral mucosa was moist, and no pharyngeal erythema or edema was noted. The claimant does have dental work performed already in her teeth. Snell and vision. Snell and vision was difficult to obtain, but the claimant appeared to have 20/20 vision. She does not wear glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to back after the last sentence? The claimant does have a scoliosis, which has not been surgically corrected and appears to be somewhat mild. Extremities. The claimant does have decreased muscle tone without clubbing, cyanosis, or edema noted. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant has decreased full range of motion of all joints, but no active inflammation is noted. The claimant had a mildly abnormal gait, but was able to ambulate without any problems. She was unable to walk on her heels and toes, but is able to squat with some difficulty. The claimant does not follow commands, and we were unable to evaluate these actions. Neurological. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 appeared to be intact. However, the claimant had difficulty following orders. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 3 for the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function could not be evaluated, but appeared to be intact. Muscle strength was plus 3 over 5 in all groups tested, with signs of some muscle wasting and flaccid and decrease in tone. The claimant does not have good fine finger control to dexterous movement. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism and no skeletal anomalies. There is physical evidence of decreased tone and a mild form of mental retardation. The claimant's behavior and attention span was not appropriate for her age. She did not relate to or interact well with the examiner or her caregiver. Her affect is not appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is not spontaneous and not on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was not age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality, but she does have decreased developmental cognitive function as well as physical developmental delay, and is unable to perform most tasks at this time and cannot be cared for by herself or without assistance. Diagnosis, number 1, cerebral degeneration / speech delay / learning disability / autism, confirmed with physical examination, secondary to duplicate 15q. which has been confirmed by genetic testing. Prognosis, poor. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maya Isabella Garza.